This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday.
So a video that got attention after the game yesterday was LeBron James getting in the face of Stephen A. Smith. Now, the backstory on this is there have been some back and forth with Stephen A. and LeBron James lately, and he also has brought up Bronny a couple of times. I mean, if you're in this business and you're talking about sports, you're going to talk about LeBron and Bronny. But you know, obviously Stephen A. Smith has the loudest voice right now and in
all sports
media, so much so that he got another contract for
$100 million,
exactly. So Stephen A. Smith back in January was critical of Bronny receiving playing time and said he did not belong in the NBA. So this is what Stephen A. said. He said, "I'm really, really trying to be as respectful as I possibly can toward LeBron James, one of the top two or three players in the history of basketball. I am pleading with LeBron James as a father. Stop this. Stop this. We all know that Bronny James is in the NBA because of his dad. The first game of the season, father-son duo playing an NBA game for the first time. An absolutely positively wonderful story. And then reality sets in. We love what we're seeing from Bronny in the G League because that's where you belong. As you hone your skills and you get better, you legitimately earn, which I believe he has the potential to do. I am rooting for Bronny James. He's a wonderful kid. I wish him nothing but the best." Okay. Now, that's a pretty fair take. I mean, I had a similar take, not as respectful to LeBron James. I think a lot of people kind of feel that way, that this is a narcissistic move by LeBron that could be hurting Bronny in the long run.
And I mean, and it supposedly says here, afterwards Smith went on his podcast and said, from Clutch Sports, reached out to him. Stephen A. and said, "Like, you know, let's chill out on the whole Bronny comments."
Yeah. Okay. So last night, Stephen A. Smith sitting there courtside, LeBron James gets in his face, and all of the lip readers out there on the internet. And I don't know if this is one of those things where you kind of you see it and then you read
the body language screams like he's upset with
Stephen
A.
Oh, he's pissed off.
Right.
So this is what everybody believes he's saying. "I'm going to tell you one time, bro, keep my son out of this bleep, bro." And then when you read that and you go back and you look at it, you're like, okay, that's probably what he's saying. Mm. You know, so, but this is where I completely disagree with LeBron James. I understand he's protective father, and when you have kids,
but
that's what happens.
What did Stephen A. say so bad? I listened to everything you just said. What did he say so bad?
If I missed something, he didn't say anything bad. But let's even say that he did for a second. If you're going to bring your son into the spotlight like mm-hmm. this, when a lot of people believe that he shouldn't be on an NBA team, and you're going to do this whole father-son thing and everything else, do you really think everybody's going to have positive stuff to say? You cannot now go chasing after the negativity and the criticism and getting in guys' faces with a situation that you created, knowing full well, because you've been around for how many years in the NBA, that you're going to get criticized. LeBron's been criticized a million times over in his career.
Since he was the chosen one.
I mean, if anything, LeBron should be like, hell, Bronny, this is what this is all about. You're going to be hearing this for the rest of your life, as opposed to getting in the face of his critics like this. Crazy.
I hate it because now this makes Bronny look even weaker, right? That he needs this type of protection from his dad instead of letting Bronny find his own way. And this is, it's disheartening because, like you said, LeBron created this world for Bronny, you know? And everybody, no matter how you feel about him, whether he deserves to be there or not, the kid is trying to be the best he can be. I honestly believe that. I don't think he's just taking this ticket and just saying, all right, let me just kind of stew here. I think the kid is trying to develop his game. He's just not ready for the NBA. And I think that's all Stephen A. was saying. Like, he belongs in the G League, where he can become the best he can become, and then hopefully get a shot and make his name that way. But right now, he's not ready for the big stage.
Yeah. I mean, did LeBron really believe that Bronny coming into the NBA in the way that he did, putting on a Laker uniform and playing next to his dad, that no one was going to say something negative about him? Is that the way that he thought that this was going to go? That he thought everybody was like, this is the greatest story of all time?
No, but Stephen A. and LeBron have a weird relationship going all the way back since to the decision, right? Like, Stephen A's always been critical of him and not being...
Wasn't that more Skip Bayless than Stephen A. Smith?
I think it was both. I think he's very hard on LeBron, not having that killer mentality like Kobe or Jordan.
Yeah, I mean...
So he's always been hard on LeBron from that aspect.
But everybody has. I mean, and I know Stephen A. stays the biggest one, but I don't know. This makes LeBron look weak. It makes Bronny look weak. It looks... I mean, I probably...
And LeBron has to know, like, people are watching him.
Yeah, I mean, so this also elevates Stephen A. Smith. You know, quite honestly, you see that. It's like it makes him even more powerful.
Definitely opens up the floodgates for more criticism.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And by the way, wouldn't you think when you look at this, as you got it in front of you there too, wouldn't you think that Stephen A. Smith would be way shorter than that when standing next to LeBron James?
Well, I think the person holding the camera is above both of them, so it's a different...
I think Stephen A. Smith is taller than we think.
Oh, he's a legit 6'2".
Is he?
Yeah. Okay. I've met him. Yeah, he's 6'2", for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, he hooped. He played college ball. I mean, he didn't have a decorated career, but...
No, I think it has Jason Whitlock about that. I believe he went through every single game that he played.
Right.
Let's go to Andrew in Eastchester. What's going on, Andrew?
Gio, you couldn't have said it any better. And I'm a Lakers diehard. I grew up on Showtime. I've been in love with them forever. But LeBron's way off base on this. Maybe the only blight on his career in general at this point, trying to shoehorn his son into the NBA. And he's not an idiot, too. So he's got to know that criticism is going to come from all corners, especially from Stephen A., who likes to think that he invented the NBA, if not sports media in general.
Yeah.
But he's way off base on this. Bronny should be nowhere near an NBA court. And, yeah, I mean, there's really not much more to say.
Yeah, Andrew, thanks. And that's coming from a Laker fan, too, who probably at this point is really happy with his team and beating the Knicks last night. Yeah, I did. This was pure narcissism on LeBron's part. Like, I'm sure that part of Bronny wanted to be able to suit up and play next to his dad, but I think that you get to a certain age and like you get handed stuff so many times, I would be like, it doesn't feel right, man. Like, I don't know.
You tell your dad?
He probably can't, but I deep down I'd be like, I shouldn't be here. This isn't right.
I think you wouldn't tell your dad you don't want to be in the NBA when your ultimate goal is to be in the NBA, especially with now there's a minor league.
It's not wanting to be in the NBA. It's being in there when you shouldn't be.
Nepotism is real.
Yeah, I know.
It's all over the place. It's been around forever. So it is what it is. Mm. So I'm not against it. Like, if I have a son and I have an opportunity for him to, you know, put him in a position where I can fulfill his dream, I'm going to do it. I think every father's going to do it.
Yeah. No, yes. But I'm just saying, if you're from Bronny's standpoint, if you know your peers, you know the guys that are on that bench with you, he's got to, part of him's got to really be like, this isn't for me right now. Maybe one day I'm going to work hard to get there. But
the thing is, you can't put the
pace back. I skipped a step.
Yeah, but you can't put the pace back in the tube. That's
now
the problem.
You can't, yeah.
All you could do is work your tail off, get it done, be respectful, don't be a distraction, and continue to develop. That's all he can do. Like, Bronny can't do anything else. He can't change people's perception. Well, he can. The only way how is to become an efficient ball player.
Yeah.
And get on the floor.
I mean, it really is amazing, though. You want to talk about following a guy in his footsteps. Like, no one has had this type of challenge in that way in sports. Not only is his dad LeBron James, not only is his dad still playing, not only is he on the same team, but they essentially have the same name. I mean, this is...
But go back to what you first said. He's 40 years old, just scored over 50,000 points, mm-hmm. and the Lakers are humming in the West.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's, with all that comes Bronny, kind of just over here in the wind. And to think that if you are a LeBron hater or a Laker hater, you're not going to attack that aspect of LeBron and the Lakers?
Oh, of course.
Of course you are.
Yeah, but I mean, if LeBron, this is a personality flaw of his, though. Like, this is a teaching moment. If you're going to bring Bronny along for this, you got to bring him along for all of it. It's for all of it. You got to get all of it.
But to your point also, like, LeBron has to develop another layer of callous skin. People are going to come at your son, to your point, because you've put him in this ring.
Yeah.
And to think that nobody's going to have something to say, which, I don't think Stephen A. said anything wrong.
No. He even went out of his way to be uber respectful to him. So it's just... It's tough, man. I understand we all want to protect our kids, but Bronny's a grown person now, and he's in the spotlight. And if anything, it's just use it as a teaching moment. Like, this is what happens. I dealt with it. Everybody dealt with it. Magic Johnson dealt with it. Everybody's dealt with it. Ever. Kobe, Jordan, everybody.
The naysayers aren't going anyway unless the kid starts balling and start looking like an NBA pro. Once he gets to that level, he starts doing what he needs to do, people will lay off him.
Dan in Long Beach. What's going on, Dan?
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
What up, man?
How are you? What's up? I just wanted to touch real quick. Gio, you had mentioned about the selling out at the Garden,
yeah.
Right? You were talking about that house band. I worked at the Garden for almost 60 years, and it's not like it used to be. Sellouts aren't true sellouts. Like, there's a lot of particulars that go into it. The stage set up, is there general admission, is there not, is there seats behind the stage, even the category or the type of act that's there. But an act sometimes only needs to get to like 80 or 82% sell through and they can be officially qualified as sell out, and it's all built out in like the contracts and all that stuff. So I get it, because you expect certain acts to sell out the Garden, and then when you hear about these other ones, you're like, that's weird. But I guarantee you go there tonight, you can get tickets, and you'll be able to see the floor. There's going to be a lot of space on the floor.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's also two nights that he's there, too, so which meant to me that like he had to either add a show or they thought they'd be able to sell two shows out.
Correct. Yeah, and they only have to meet a minimum, and that's what he's doing. You know, he meets a minimum, a certain amount. They can qualify as a sellout. It gets advertised that way. It gets the hype. And I'm not saying that obviously there's enough fans that he can perform at the Garden. But it's just not a sellout the way we used to think a sellout is.
Okay. All right. No, I appreciate that, Dan. And I'm going on StubHub right now to see what the Dom Dollar get in the building
Dom
cost
Dom Dollar.
Yeah, $661 you can get in there.
Just to see an Australian turn some knobs. I'll pass.
No, I mean, it's about the music, really. It's not about watching him turn the knobs. It's about the music. Feel it in your soul.
Really. Knobs in a light show.
You can get on the floor for $168. What about here by the stage?
Why would you want to be by the stage?
I don't know, to see him turn some knobs, I guess.
Turn some knobs, press a button, pump some fist.
Yeah, $253. I mean,
I'd rather see Eddie breakdance.
Yeah, it's not happening.
You don't have it, Eddie?
No.
Okay.
I don't think Eddie even dances at a wedding. Do you even dance at a wedding?
No, I'm not a fan of dancing.
Have you ever danced?
Very rarely and very awkwardly, and I was again.
Do you not dance because you don't know how, or you just don't have it in your body?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen him move quickly when his sugar drops out of nowhere. That's when he starts to dance around a little bit.
So you get a little loopy?
You gotta grab him quick.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, yeah.
That's what happens.
That's the thing.
Those are the two times that he moves really quickly is when someone curses on the air and then the sugar drops out of nowhere. Those are the two times you see Eddie moving on the dance floor. Different type of situation. Not even a slow dance? Like, your wife doesn't even get you out there for the slow dance?
I really, yeah, that's something that...
Bothers her?
No, bothers me. I just have no interest at all.
Do you find it annoying? Just because you just don't know how to dance. You're like, why would I try to dance when I'm not a dancer?
Yeah, and it just, like, it's
so
like...
you just got to feel it, Eddie. It's not about...
Right, you see, that whole thing that you're saying, like, that gene is not in me.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't...
Maybe you lost it when your hair started going gray.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But it never actually did anything for me.
Dancing doesn't make you happy? When you see somebody dance, that doesn't make you happy?
No, not really. No.
You must be a thrill in the bedroom.
Not fair. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Absolute Pegasus over here.
Never know. Let's go to our buddy Chris in Smithtown, big Jets fan. What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Lily, love the post-game show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, brother.
Yep. I just want to go over a scenario for the Jets QB situation. I think that they're going to draft somebody somewhere at some point, and I really feel that they need to let this guy develop for possibly a whole season and just let him sit and observe. I feel like they haven't done that since Chad Pennington.
Are you talking about Jordan Travis from Florida State?
Well, either him or somebody else that they may draft at some point in this year's draft. Because my thing is, if they go with Tyrod Taylor as the stopgap guy for one of those two guys,
right,
then he's got a high risk of getting hurt, and now they're in a possible situation where they're playing these guys too soon, like they've done with Darnold, with Zach Wilson, and all these guys in the past. So I'm just thinking, are they going to sign another veteran? Do they bring in Fields or Jameis Winston and then draft a guy and go with those two guys?
I mean, they have enough bridge quarterbacks out there. You talked about Wentz, you talk about Russell Wilson, you got Fields. You know, for me, if I know the Jets are at 7 right now, if I'm the Jets, I'm going to get another offensive lineman. You talk about Morgan Moses potentially either coming back or being on his way out. I hope the Jets keep him because I love Morgan Moses. He's a warrior. But you get another, you really kind of bring a young, another stud to kind of cap that offensive line. It builds you up for the future. So I would definitely, maybe Calvin Banks out of Texas or the Josh Simmons kid out of Ohio State to play right tackle. But I would go to O-line and quarterback position. I don't know. Quarterback, choosing a quarterback that high is such a gamble, man. It could set you back. I'm okay with buying time with a bridge quarterback for a year or two till you feel like you see a guy, know a guy. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a if Tyrod Taylor gets hurt. It's a when, unfortunately, with him.
That's unfair. I mean, when he's in San Diego, he didn't think the doctor was going to puncture his lung with a needle.
Yeah.
Going through his ribs.
But that's the outlier there. He also has gotten hurt many times
without
the doctor breaking his knee or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And the doctor can go in there and with a scissor.
But when he's healthy, he can hum.
He can.
So just how long can he stay healthy?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not an if, it's a when. You just said it yourself in a different way. How long can he stay healthy? Whole season, not going to happen.
I would try to. I'm trying to be more optimistic about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can.
Playing all 17.
Okay. Tyrod Taylor. Whole season of Tyrod Taylor.
Has it ever happened in his career? Well, he's never started.
No, he has. I mean, maybe Buffalo with Rex Ryan, right?
Yeah, but I thought he came in. I don't think he was a starting quarterback that year. I think he came in halfway or something. I could be wrong.
Let's see. Pro Football Reference, Tyrod Taylor. He has never played the full complement of games, but it got the closest in Buffalo.
Right.
So
15.
Yeah.
Was his longest.
Yeah. So 2015, 14 games. 2016, 15 games. 2017, 14 games. So.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You'll take 15 games?
Take 14 15,
games?
Take 15.
All right.
You can give us that.
Who's playing the other three?
Hopefully the kid Jordan Travis.
Two.
Step in there and be the whiz kid.
He hates the Jets now, apparently.
Well, yeah, supposedly.
So I don't know about that. Got to mend those fences.
His agent definitely hates the Jets.
Mend those fences.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. Looks nice out there, but it's cold and windy. But that is we got sunshine, Jerry. And we love some sunshine, don't we?
Yeah, it'll be 50 today.
50 with 50 mile an hour winds.
By the way, when did we move to Chicago?
It's so windy, right?
When did this happen?
When you come out of this building, you got to hold your breath.
Yeah, but even home. No, I've never seen it like this.
Last year I had a similar thought in the wintertime about the wind. It didn't get very cold, didn't snow last winter, but the wind. And then, I don't know. I actually remember Googling last year, like increase in wind, New York or something. But it really didn't come up. It didn't come up.
You're all about
why
Google.
Does black wind? I don't know, man. It's a worrisome.
I get it. If I'm Al, I understand. He's by the ocean. I would expect it to be windy every day, but not where we. Well, I don't know. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is, and especially I've got a small center console boat, so wind is not my friend out there. Like if it's like a weekend, I want to take the girls to the beach. It's an experience.
At least you now are aware. 15 years ago, Rob Conrad's boat, and he was able to get back to shore.
Yeah, that would not be me. I mean,
eaten by sharks.
I would never. No, I'd be done, man.
So you have a legit boat?
Yeah, it's a 21-foot center console fishing boat.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's got a 250 horsepower engine on the back, and it's a little outboard, made in Belport Steiger Craft. Hop on that thing, go from
the mainland of Long Island over to Fire Island beaches.
Mm.
Throw the girls on there with their life jackets. Pump up some Dom Dalla. Dom Dalla on the...
You driving this thing? Or you got?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, come on. I've got a captain from you. See, I don't think you... Like, 21-foot center console boat is a very manageable boat for people. It's not large.
Like, anybody can drive this boat.
This isn't the Arthur Blank yacht.
Not anybody could run it. I mean, docking is the hardest thing, especially because it's light and you get a windy day and you're blowing around in a marina. That's tricky. But as far as like if you were with me, never being on a boat before, and I was like,
you
we were out.
Me the keys.
Yeah, we were just we were out. Right, not toss you the keys, but we were out there, and I was standing next to you, and then you came over, and I just said, keep the throttle there and go and grab the.
Yeah, but you can do that on any boat.
Yeah, right.
But I'm talking about your boat. It seems you make it sound like anybody can just like plug and play, just go.
Yeah, if you're not getting out of a marina that's tight, you could, yeah. Okay. It's easy enough.
So throw me the keys or something.
Okay, you can have it. A guy like you, though, you need something a little bigger.
I need a bigger boat?
Yeah.
I'm not Godzilla.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying like the size of you. I'm saying so your stature in the world and how much money you've made. The 21.
I'm not worried about that. I'm trying to have a day in the water with you.
I mean, I'll if you want to join us on the boat, that's fine. It'd be great. We'd go over to Ocean Beach, have a good time. Well, you don't drink anymore, so never mind.
See, now I'm out. No room on the boat anymore.
I can't bring you over to Ocean Beach if you don't drink anymore. It's impossible. Like, they don't let you step on there unless your BAC is over there. At a certain level. They're checking. But yeah, it's. Yeah, no, yeah, we'd go to the beach and hang out.
Yeah, I just want to drive the boat.
Give you a Perrier.
See Gio and Willie playing paddleball on the beach together.
Yeah, completely sober. We go home now.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah. This guy here said that the Windy City has nothing to do with the Windy City, but he hung up. So what was his point?
He was saying that Chicago's called the Windy City not because of the wind. It was an old political thing about windy, like
it was about the politicians.
Yeah, about
it had nothing to do
Jerry,
with.
Tell him to eat it. Oh, it was just a reference.
He just wanted Jerry to know he was incorrect.
Yeah. And by the way, anytime we've flown into Chicago, it has been windy as hell to where the pilot has actually gone on and said, "This is not going to be fun landing." So
he can eat it.
I think. By the way, the flights probably this morning and today, tomorrow,
tough.
They got to be. Yeah. There's got to be some issues there.
Yeah.
Like rain, I don't worry about. Big snow, you wind. Do. When you see those winds, you're like,
yeah, but you put me at ease. Remember the flight we had a month ago? I was concerned only about the wind, and you're like, they know which direction to take off in.
It's a crosswind that's a problem.
Well, are you a bad flyer?
No, I'm a very good flyer. Sure. I actually love flying. But when it's blowing, when you see 50-mile-an-hour gusts at the time you're supposed to take off, a little concerning.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah. I mean, so if the runway, if it's behind you, it's fine. If it's in front of you, headwind's fine, tailwind's fine. It's the crosswind.
Right.
Where you should get the...
Right, but you put me at ease and said they know which way it's coming. And they
you choose the runway. And,
Right. And it was one of the best departures I've had.
You know, ever check the wind out before I took off?
When I was a kid in 1985, we were flying to Dallas. And like 2 days prior, a Dallas plane crashed. Landed because of wind shear, and we were going like the next day or 2 days later. Do you know when we were landing, the charred remains of the plane were just still right on the side of the runway.
Oh my god,
yeah, that was a little wild.
People passed away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god,
yeah, the big tail was still just sitting there on the
that's
like, just off the runway.
Yeah, holy so that hell. Doesn't happen in 2025.
No, they'd clean that right up.
Yeah,
the more you tell these stories, Al, explains a lot the way you are. Explains a lot.
Wow. The tail is just sitting there. Yeah, that's not
that'd be alarming.
It'd be more alarming actually taking off and looking at that. Landing, you're like, all right, I'm basically here now. And I've just
but I think it crashed on landing.
Oh. Yeah.
The wind pushed it down when it was coming.
Smashed it, yeah.
Especially if you knew it before you got on the plane. And then when you're descending, you're looking out the window and you're seeing it. That is nerve-wracking.
There's definitely someone streaming us on the runway right now. You
probably,
know that, by the
way. Apologies.
I'm about to get on a plane at 2 o'clock.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah. And you'll be fine.
I will tell you another thing that
we'll be checking the wind.
Because we fly so much at night. I can't tell if I'm looking at UFOs now, if I'm looking at just reflections.
Just always assume it's a UFO, just for fun.
Well, I don't, but I understand why people would, or if they're drones, I can't get my eyes off the sky. Like, I'm looking for something.
You don't go to sleep?
I said when I'm flying. With Rutgers, we fly at night a lot.
Right.
After games.
And you don't go to sleep on the plane?
Oh, no. I can't sleep on a plane for whatever reason.
Really? It
does not work. No.
Flying out of Newark?
Yes.
What time's the flight? 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at this wind.
I get the best sleep on the plane.
You know what? Coming back from Seattle was an overnight flight. That was fine. But on a regular night, no.
No.
No good.
You're out there looking for UFOs?
Yeah. Not great. I mean, hopefully, like I said, you're taking off in a tailwind or a headwind.
Don't say this. My wife is watching this, and she's already a bad flyer. But, she's already wacky about flying.
She'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's at 2 p.m.
She's not coming with me.
24-mile-an-hour sustained 42-mile-an-hour gusts at Newark. That's not great.
But they'll put you on the right runway, as Gio said, and you'll be fine.
I'm not that guy. When I get on the plane, I chalk it up to God.
Yes. Yeah.
I throw on the tunes and just go to sleep.
Mm.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a great plan, but okay.
Yeah. So God wanted all those guys in D.C. to die?
That's a little dark. I don't want to say God left his post on that one. I'm just saying my thought process.
Come on, like God gets credit for all the good stuff, but never any blame for the bad. Never.
Listen, I'm not about to have...
Yeah, you walked real, to, you walked into the real wrong room.
I'm just saying my thought
you got
process.
Four atheists here, so good luck.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, I'm the believer.
Wrong number. I'm sorry. Oh, that was funny. One of us was going to say something. Like, it was funny. Like, Jerry looked and he was like, he was like bursting at the seams. And I was like, I think I can do it. And I did it. Here we go.
Good time. Have a good trip.
I plan on it.
We'll all pray for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll pray.
Oh, man. That's funny. All right, Jerry, what's happening?
We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, so we don't have a lot of time. So rather than play the Knicks-Lakers stuff last night, I only do this because you were talking about the Stephen A. Smith and the LeBron James thing. And by the way, Stephen A., $100 million again for a five-year deal. Not bad. I did see this yesterday, so I apologize. But I believe his name is Kai Cenat. He is a YouTube influencer.
Huge.
You know him.
Yeah.
Your guy...
From the Bronx.
Is he really? Mm-hmm. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. So your guy, Andrew Bogish, tells me he's not quite as big as Mr. Beast, but like he's a big-time influencer. So he was on ESPN yesterday, and they've got this thing going on ESPN, this whole LeBron, Michael Jordan thing, and it's been going on for
a couple weeks before.
Right. So Stephen A. is in the Michael Jordan camp, so this guy's a younger whippersnapper, as Stephen A. calls him. It's a long clip, but here he is coming on Stephen A.'s show and just letting him have it.
Stephen, you when it comes to LeBron James, you start hating. That's how I feel. Because I feel more of an older generation type of dude. You like Michael Jordan, cool. But listen, every time when there's a debate going on with Michael Jordan and LeBron James, you always got something to say about LBJ. And I'm here to say, bro, LeBron's better than Jordan. I said it.
Something wrong with you.
So this is the same day where I guess this was last night, LeBron with Stephen A. Smith. So he's doing this. So you had that. And then keeping it to the ESPN world and the basketball and the Lakers, here's Charles Barkley. Now, we know TNT and that show is moving over to ESPN next year. Well, Barkley last night has had enough of the Laker hype and the Warriors and the old guard, if you will.
I saw a fool idiot on TV talking about the Lakers saved the NBA.
Saved the NBA?
Yeah. He's an idiot and a fool, but he know who he is. What's his name, Shaq?
Which one are you talking about?
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh.
He said the Lakers, first of all, the Lakers have had a great 2 weeks. He said the Lakers saved the NBA season. That's because them fools on the other network, which we're going to be working for next year, that's all they talk about. Let me tell y'all something.
Tell me something.
And first of all, I want all the smoke. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard or anything like that.
I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard.
Right.
I like that.
Hey, man.
I'm stealing that
That's
one.
Country. That's a country song.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
When you whistle by the graveyard?
Yeah, I don't
whistle. When he says, I want all the smoke, and then he says he doesn't whistle when he walks by the graveyard.
What do they say if you whistle by the graveyard, call him the devil? Like, you're not afraid. Meaning he's not
afraid. Oh, so he's not afraid of Kendrick Perkins.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So they will be colleagues. So that was all yesterday. And
I love when he just, like, quickly says all the insults. He's like, this fool, idiot, dumbass. He's not just the one. You know? It's like the five.
He gives you more. That is true. So that was that. Meantime, with the said, the Knicks wound up losing in overtime, 113-109, as you had the combination of Luka Doncic and LeBron James combining for 63. In the 2 weeks that he's talking about, Barkley, that were so great, well, 8 straight wins for L.A., They are now 40-21, the 2 seed as of right now in the West. The Knicks will take on the Clippers tonight, and then hopefully at some point today we'll find out the injury status of Jalen Brunson. Did not look good last night in overtime. He scored 39 points and 10 assists, but the ankle injury knocked him out. As for the Nets, a 121-119 loss to the Warriors as Steph Curry looked like Steph Curry. Hit 7 threes and scored 40. Jimmy Butler had 25. Spring baseball today, rather tonight, I should say. The Yankees will take on the Blue Jays. Marcus Stroman will make the start. You also found out yesterday Luis Gil out 3 months with the lat strain. Also, the Mets will play the Nationals tonight. Paul Blackburn on the mound there. The Astros did beat the Mets last night 5-1. The Bengals giving Trey Hendrickson permission to seek a trade. And then just a couple. This is college basketball from a couple of nights ago, just because talk about open and honest. So Wes Miller is the head coach at Cincinnati. They lost to Kansas State. 54-49 was the final. Not exactly a great offensive performance. So here he was. You know, he starts by saying, give them credit, they played well. But cannot believe how bad my team was.
That's unacceptable. I blew our butts, too. I blew myself, too. Goddamn. That's unacceptable. Unacceptable. The fight and the efforts. I don't care about missed shots and layups and free. That doesn't matter. The effort is unacceptable. And I haven't seen that team. I don't know who that team is.
And then lastly, talking about feeling bad for the fans.
I apologize to anybody that bought a damn ticket that had to watch that. I apologize. And you damn right you should be on my butt. I deserve it. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable. And it starts with the head coach.
And at one point he said, be on my ass.
Said. Starts with me.
Yeah. I know. That's one of those guys' favorite sayings in there. And the Giants re-signed Tommy DeVito. So he is back. And in the NHL tonight, you got the Devils hosting the Winnipeg Jets. All right. Moment of the day. So I will tell you, there is a, I don't want to mislead anybody. There's a little bleep in here. Some jackass could blow it up, which is why I bleeped it out, which is also why Willie responds as he does. You guys were talking about different types of music, and then a caller identified a specific genre I think you were discussing, and then the conversation turned to Jay and his music.
Yeah, no, I was going to let you know it was dancehall music. Yeah, that's what they used to call it back in the day. Used to listen to it too when you were nine.
Yeah, of course,
that's
yeah.
So long time, first time, man.
See, that's what gets you to call WFAN. That's yeah. Awesome.
Thanks. Start talking about Mr. Vegas, people get hot in their pants.
Yeah. Would you have remembered it was Mr. Vegas?
No.
Yeah, and I
just remember dry humping to that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just being alone at the Catholic school parties, just selling dreams. You're my girlfriend forever.
Yeah. I mean, you just sort of, whatever, and that's what's scary, too, is like, I mean, at that time, too, I'm playing music, I'm playing in orchestras, I'm playing in jazz bands, I'm doing all these things.
You were doing all these things?
Yeah, because I went to college for music, so, like, I was like a whole
thing. So you were into music?
Yeah, and I played it, and I was good at it. And
played the harp, right? Cello? Oh,
the bass, the harp.
The bass. There you go.
What am I, a cherub?
He almost dropped it there. Did you hear it? He almost dropped it.
He's a harp. Come on, man.
There you go. Moment of the day. You didn't, but it was very close, so I figured we'll just...
It was just funny because the caller had accused you of...
Yeah.
Saying it, and then you almost let it fly to
that's
there.
Funny. I didn't even realize
it was close.
It yeah. was.
You didn't say it, but I didn't want any issue, so I figured I'll just bleep it out. Cause,
very good.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry.
You're like, I never say that on air. Then you almost
yeah, well, that
flared up on us.
So off guard with the like, what are we talking about? All right, Jerry, thank you. We'll see you Monday.
Yep.
It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio.
You. It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Now, I was thinking, is there anybody else in sports media that LeBron would get so mad with that he would confront that person at a game? Is there anybody on close to that level of Stephen A. Smith where LeBron would be listening to what he's saying and then confronting him and getting mad at him? I don't think there's another person on that list. And that's a testament to Stephen A. Smith and what he's built over there and all the eyeballs on
what's
ESPN.
That guy's name? Gottlieb? He may go like...
Doug Gottlieb.
He'll definitely go at him. You know for a fact.
That's right, because he's got that thing with him.
Yep.
You know what? That's true. So he did go back at Gottlieb over the Bronny stuff.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen now, though? It's like people who want pops and attention are just going to go after Bronny to get LeBron to go back at them so then everybody knows who they are. Like, that's what's going
to
happen.
I was trying to think, like, he's not going to do that. Like, we just played a clip of Barkley being Barkley. He would never go at Barkley for talking about Barkley. If Barkley, Charles Barkley, was to say anything about Bronny James, you know LeBron's not saying anything.
I just thought about Charles Broccoli.
Yeah, I know. I
think it was like a Muppet. Charles Broccoli. Yeah. It's a funny call. We'll get to it in a second.
Somebody said, am I reading that right?
Yeah. I think that there's some of those guys have gone, like Kevin Durant's gone back at those guys and be like, man, you old heads don't know what's going on.
A lot of those guys clap back at that 90s NBA. They feel like, I think, and I heard KD say this in an interview, because those 90s NBA guys considered the golden era. Right?
Yeah.
That was when NBA basketball was the best, so.
Yeah,
guys take umbrage to that. Like, no, none of you guys can guard us.
Yeah, and the whole Barkley and Kendrick Perkins thing is weird to me. Like, are they doing that just to drum up some interest of them going to ESPN? Because why in the hell would Charles Barkley get that worked up about a Kendrick Perkins opinion about the freaking Lakers?
Well, Barkley wasn't wrong.
Well, he kind of was in the sense of
that. We talked about it off air.
Yeah.
Being in this business, if you don't talk Cowboys and Lakers, you're not going to get the views.
Yeah. I mean, and like, yes, the Cavs have been great and the Thunder have been great. But there is no doubt, and you can ask anybody candidly in the NBA offices, that the Lakers coming back like this and being second in the Western Conference is a huge boost to a league that potentially had a finals of Cleveland and Oklahoma City. And that's not just the NBA. That's a lot of other places. MLB was thrilled it had the Dodgers and the Yankees. So that's not really a knock on those teams. It's just business.
Yeah, two big market teams.
Yeah.
I get it.
Like we were talking about this morning with the Knicks and the Lakers. Imagine that finals. It'd be incredible.
Oh, even Boston LA is going to be nuts.
Right. Like that was,
because of the history of that rivalry.
Right. That would save the NBA over Cleveland and Oklahoma City. So he could sit there and pat the backs of those two franchises all he wants. But, like, popular is popular. And you can't fight against that. So it's just strange. And he's been in the business long enough to know that, like.
But Barkley's not wrong in saying that they do fluff LeBron. They do fluff the Lakers. And it's a constant spin cycle of.
Yeah.
What's up? What's, you know, the state of the Lakers or Cowboys? It's just like, it's redundant.
Well,
it keeps coming. It keeps coming.
True. But try talking about the Cavaliers every day like that with LeBron James not on the team and see how that goes. And when LeBron James was on the team, they talked Cavaliers all the
time. They did.
Okay. So what do you want? This is what it is, Charles. Be happy that you're getting $10 million to sit up there. Right?
Facts.
Let's go to Anthony in Belleville. What's going on, Anthony?
Greg Giannotti and Willie Colon. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Willie, feel any whiter working with all those guys for the past 2 days?
Yeah.
Did it rub off on you?
Talking about boats and all that.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that you have to have, you know, if you hung around for another week or so, like, you would start losing some of your street cred. Like, we could rub that right out of you. Really could.
Pause.
We could. Literally.
No.
Maybe rub off of you instead.
All but sounds. Yeah, it yeah, feels off, a lot.
Yeah, it feels better. Than,
feels better.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think we could. I think that's what happens. Sort of like me at Belport High School. Like, I was wearing the Fat Farm and the Rock Aware and
yeah,
all
but
of that.
You didn't go to all black high school. It was diverse.
It was diverse, yes. But we, you know,
what was the ratio?
Oh, it was probably, I would say, 30% to 40% black.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah. You were influenced
tremendously. Just like I feel like you're influenced. By,
I can put my hand on the Bible. None of you guys influenced me. The Bible that you guys denounce—that I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. You hang around for, like, if you did a full week in the summer and we were all with you.
Al refuses to eat sugar and eats clean. Not happening, right? You love Boost, right? Not switching over to that side. Eddie can't dance. I have the footwork. Jerry is Jerry.
Jerry is Jerry.
Yeah. So you don't feel any whiter?
No. I love you guys.
Okay. Well, that doesn't, I mean.
Al, I'm a little skittish about, but.
You were worried about him?
Well, after I found out about his former job in Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
That one makes me nervous.
Going up to the faces of Warren Sapp.
And yep.
Derek Brooks.
And that he was looking for his peers to save his back and realized that.
Somebody, either another football player or another broadcaster.
Did you have a relationship with anybody in that locker room?
No.
Shocking.
Like, friendly? No.
No. You were just there to do a job and get out of
there. I like to separate. I don't like to be friends with the people I'm covering. I like to keep it separate.
So you can throw darts.
Correct.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I feel like I don't. Warren Sapp gives me bad vibes. I don't like him at all.
You don't like Sapp?
I don't like him at all. He gives me I'm very perceptive with these things. I feel like he just gives me a.
Because the way he talks and kind of.
He just seems like he's just a bad guy.
Really?
Yeah, he does to me. He does. Sorry to say.
I like Sapp, man. I wanted to be Warren Sapp coming in when I was growing up.
Yeah. Think anybody wants to be Willie Colon?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Guard somewhere out there in the Bronx, young kid.
Hopefully, by the grace of God, I'm inspiring some people to be,
I think so, too. Some New York
educated
City.
Educated black, father of two,
yeah.
Business owner.
That's Super what I'm Bowl saying. Champ. There's got to be a kid right now in the Bronx who plays offensive line who says, I can do it because of Willie Colon.
I hope so. Hopefully, I'm
definitely.
Hopefully, I'm a beacon of light for them.
Well, you're a beacon of light to us.
I don't feel like that's. That didn't hit. That didn't land. Like I feel like you should have.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Hear some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.